Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you guys with us as we... This is our last show before Christmas.
Before Christmas, yep, but not the last one for the year.
No, not the last for the year, but last show before Christmas. Hope everybody went out and heeded our show. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Speaking of Christmas, we got a lot of good conversation to go on today. We're going to pose the question, is it worthwhile to try to figure out how to ice fish without electronics? That's going to be a little bit of a good conversation. Stay tuned for that and more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here, always.
That's right.
Yeah, we can.
You are.
We're kind of stuck with you, you know?
Yeah.
I am,
Cleaver,
too.
It's a hit or miss here or not.
It's whether or not I'm in the studio or not. That's the only difference.
Right.
So, but...
Staple is here. You're welcome.
My attendance shall improve.
Yes. We just know that Don Cleaver is the most important man in the room, so.
I wouldn't say that.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
It's like he was my boss or something.
I know. It's just like you. Yeah. See, that's why I'm like, oh, boy. Sometimes.
He will always be boss.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ava and I go back a ways.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
It's all good. It's all good. I'll just keep moving along.
Yeah.
Keep moving along. Well, got some snow this week.
Yeah, finally.
Not so much in the north part of the state.
Central.
But central and
Twin
southern.
Twin Cities
really got
saw it too.
Yeah.
I measured on my deck, I measured, and it said 7 inches of snow.
Okay, so my parents said that they think 8. And I measured on my deck, on my table, 4 in Lake City.
Yeah.
It's amazing that
variance
between the two cities.
Well, one of the things that comes up, and the reason that I brought this up, we had a little conversation last week when you were here, Don. We were talking about the ice and how questionable it was because northern Minnesota ended up getting quite a bit of snow on top of not necessarily a strong
good ice,
area. And I pulled a news report out of Walker, Minnesota. Cass County Sheriff reported that the 18-year-old male was pulled from Blackwater Lake near Longville, Minnesota. Another passenger that was on an ATV survived the crash. The two individuals... About 6 p.m., traveling by ATV on the ice of Blackwater Lake in Woodrow Township, broke through the ice. The location of the incident was calculated by using a 911 mapping technology, which is pretty cool. Responders and deputies arrived in the area and released. The release said that they located a 20-year-old male in the water. He was rescued, transported to shore, where EMS treated him for hypothermia and exposure. and he was transported to St. Cloud Hospital by a helicopter. It does not take long to succumb to hypothermia in that scenario, and you need to be able to be treated warm from the inside rather than externally. So that was good. Unfortunately, they looked for the 18-year-old, but it was unsuccessful, and they found him the following day at 1 p.m. Challenge comes in, you know, when you're dealing with the weather, the ice buildup that we didn't have, and then you put snow on top of it, you get problems.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's really hard to see what the ice even looks like. And if you're traveling in a ATV, or I mean, I see people in vehicles and trucks and, you know, out on the ice, and I just shake my head. I just don't understand why it's that important to get out there that early. I mean, maybe the fishing's better, but take your chance with a pole and walk out. I mean, you don't have to go that far from shore, do you? I'm not a huge ice fisherman, by the way. So,
well, you do know, Don, the fact that the fish are being caught more on the opposite side of the lake. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens in the summer, too, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate. Some of the accidents, quite a few accidents happen on Lake Erie. Same thing. They outdrive their vision and they drive right off the ice because their GPS said that there was ice, and they followed that out and the ice shifted. And so avoid that technique.
In this particular situation, obviously based on the time that you were saying there, it was dark.
It was dark. Between in the commentary, Ava and I were talking about it last week, the inconsistencies within the ice is the other thing. You'll have springs that'll come through areas that you may not know about. Early ice is just bad. And last year we talked about it time and time again up on Red, where we had so many people. What was the total? I think like 200 people had to be rescued.
Yeah,
something crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for the first ice flow here. Every year we have a couple of situations where we got, you know, the ice breaks away from shore and they got to rescue 40, 50. You know, it's usually on Lake Michigan or Green Bay or, you know, Lake Superior, one of those bigger bodies of water. But it can happen on Mille Lacs.
It's happened on Red. But, and again, I think the big thing we were fortunate this year to have is some solid cold, at least to get the whole lake frozen. Even though we had wind, it kept the lake pretty much rock solid. And I think it was a big benefit to those that were trying to get out, walk out, and
you know what makes really me nervous when you think of lakes like Mille Lacs is they do crack and spread.
Heave? Oh yeah.
And I mean I saw the picture here last year, the year before, with the ice castle house, you know, and each side of it, each end of it was on the ice, and if you open the door, you would have had to jump at least 6 feet in either direction to get to ice, solid ice. The rest was open water. And I'm going, yikes.
That's not good.
No.
Well, just be safe out there, guys. It's the holiday season. Everybody likes to participate, shall we say, in an adult beverage or two, but just don't do stupid stuff. And my buddy said that, don't do stupid stuff, so we'll leave you with that note, and we'll be back with more Valley Outdoors. We're going to talk a little bit about somebody that got hit by a falling bear, that and more when we return.